Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Buy or sell at Mid-Delta's pre-harvest auction, Friday, August 8th. Tractors, combines, and more with live online bidding at msauction.com. Call 662-299-2414. Mid-Delta Auction, across from Cannon Motors.
From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green, here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome, welcome. How's everybody? I have a friend here in the studio today. I think her name is Yvonne, but I'm not really sure about that.
That's Trumpkin.
No, not this morning.
No, I'm playing.
We don't do politics in here. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was not politics. That was just,
really?
Just a costume.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, just absolutely adorable. For those of you who don't happen to be the biggest fans of high school football, period. If you're a fan of high school football, period, obviously you're going to be watching this program and listening to the program on Friday night that Lance does. But this was thanks to Peaches and a real collaboration with you and your attic and your mama. And
yeah, oh, we had a good
goodness
time.
Gracious, that really is a fun one.
It's the stuff that you have to
cobble
together.
I'm
going to
make these blink. They'll blink here in a moment. So we have
to cobble it together.
We're just putting together a little bit of spirit in the world because we understand that we are, in fact, at supertalk.tv, the Garden Mama Show, and everything else that we do around here. So we'd like to bring in a little visual fun once in a while. And plus, it's the week of Halloween. Come on now. We're not going to bring in, you know, Michael Keaton, but we like to have a little fun here and there.
So. And as I told our listeners last night, those costumes are available.
Yeah,
Willie, cost you. Willie Roy's custom costume emporium up there off 751.
I'm telling you, that's his pseudonym. That's your business. I know that.
Side gig.
You've taken up costume rental.
There was a great place in Oxford that had like everything. And people, I guess it flourished, you know, because you have such a group of people that are doing the dress-ups for sorority.
Any number of things. Absolutely.
And then the two high schools right there. So it was just this absolute coolest place.
Sure.
You could just go in there and get lost for a little while going, yeah, that's, you know. Next Halloween, I'll do that. But we rented some stuff from there before, and it was really fun. I mean, you know, just one of those unique times. And Oxford, it really embraces the Halloween world.
As you might imagine, my son is a proud graduate not only of Pomona College, but also of Murrah High School here in the Jackson Public School System and the APAC program there. I'm getting really tired of all of the memes about the sadness of formerly gifted students and all this kind of stuff. He doesn't costume for a living, but he has taken all of his APAC theater training directly to the streets of New Orleans. And I'm telling you, he looks pretty good in a platinum wig, as it turns out, for Halloween this year.
I wish I would have had a platinum wig for my Bill Clinton last night. I just didn't have one.
Got your voice going.
Yeah,
you would definitely need those curls to make that one, to sell that one. Too much. I don't go as a character. I'm enough of one myself. But I do like a few occasional, you know, extra necklaces, extra things to go along. I thought today, since it is in fact our semi-celebration of the All Saints Eve, that I would bring you a quote from my favorite horror author, Stephen King. Books and movies are like apples and oranges, he tells us. They're both fruit, but taste completely different. I think this is somebody who, like other folks you've heard speak, maybe John Grisham and people like that, have signed away the rights to their first movie and after that regained control of all the rest of them, or retained, I should say, control. That's a very true statement, though. They're very, very different. There are always conversations about, did you see that in your head or did you see it in a movie? And in fact, sometimes it's better when you just see it inside your own mind. This morning, they're going to be both a few Halloweeny things, as well as some really cool plants that I think you need to take a look at from my garden, and whatever you're happy, kind enough to send in to us this morning on the text line, we will get those up there. I'm looking at fall color. No. I've not been to Vermont. This is not a sudden, you know, leap into red leaves and whatnot, although there are some. But what I'm looking at are the changes in my garden that have made it very, very colorful this particular time of year. Probably yours too. I've got to tell you that if I ever was tempted to, and I would not do this, you better not either, to remove something from someone else's lawn, it would be the barking skeleton dogs. I think that was just so much fun. I can't imagine what it must be to live next door to that if you're not into it. But
there's some great creativity to the Halloween
stuff. Really fun stuff. So, what's going on in your garden? Tell me a little bit about this, that, and the other thing. Love to hear from you.
That squash plant has come back around.
You're kidding.
No, it had a beautiful yellow flower on it. I'm not sure it'll have a squash on it.
But it's pretty.
Thing's resilient.
I love that.
I've eaten it three times.
That's funny. I love that. My goodness. I don't know about kangaroos at this hour of the morning. Thank you very much. But the beautiful pumpkin that graces the table here today, I will tell you I was part of didn't actually get it here. I just said you should call Peaches, and he did. And now we've got pictures of Peaches' crazy amazing Halloween display. So if you've got a crazy amazing Halloween display, by all means, send it to us. We'd love to get it up on supertalk.tv.
You can count on him to have one, I can assure you.
Oh, yeah. And we all have in central Mississippi, and I know they've already bloomed. My friends in Picayune have already told me, for example, the Clara Curtises are just full tilt. And even without a whole lot of rain, mine are blooming and look just beautiful. So do Mark's. They're lovely. Really fun stuff. It is. There's a lot going on in the garden, even though it doesn't necessarily seem like it, because it's the turning point. It's the change. And it has been really dry. Most of central Mississippi, and I think another good portion of the area around us, is in a burn ban right now, which kind of makes it tough for Halloween bonfires, but just got to cut that out this year. Don't do that. Do something else. Fun stuff going on here on the computer. That's great. I wanted to let you know that today is that classic, I don't know, make a difference day is what it's called. And I know that it means that you should be thinking of something that will change something if you take part in it, if you work in it. And I've always felt like this was a great day to decide what I was going to make some donations for at the end of the year. And these don't have to be big donations. Organizations, nonprofits, things that you support can certainly take $1,000 from you, but they'd be happy with $15 if that's what you got, because trust me, they're looking for money at the end of the year. It's a fundraising time. It's also a time when they're looking at budgets for the next year. So if you have a particular operation, for example, you might have a shelter for pets that you really do support, that you love. You may have an educational program that you're just absolutely devoted to. You may have a church mission that you're crazy about. Make your decisions now. You're going to make a difference when you make that donation. So make those plans today and then go out and do something nice for the neighbors. You know, you can make a difference in both the short term and the long term, and I think both are very important. I do think that we make up a lot of stuff. But Make a Difference Day is not anything made up at all. We've always, if you grew up like I did, and a lot of you did, you knew that there was always somebody that you needed to worry about. It might be a cause, it might be a person, it might be, you know, some overarching metaphysical issue, or it might be the people down the street that have a broken fence. You know what I mean? There's a world of things that you can make a difference about, and you should. So I hope that you will. Now, I tell you what I'm not going to make a difference in, and that is the world status pumpkin contests. Good grief, y'all. I held on to this for a couple of weeks because I kept thinking, well, there'll be another one. There'll be something else. But they still did not beat, in any of the pumpkin contests this year, the 2023 record. Mm-hmm. This pumpkin is the size of an adult walrus. If you have ever seen an adult walrus, you can imagine that it takes a large trailer to get this pumpkin to the contest to be weighed. In fact, 2,749 pounds. I'd have called it 750. But that brings us to Worldwide Howl at the Moon Night. And that, of course, is tonight for all of those things. We're celebrating Pumpkin Day in here today. We're celebrating Howl at the Moon tonight. You know, I'm Should I say this? I didn't wear purple and gold today. It's a pretty good year for me to be doing that, so I probably will eventually. My biggest note, though, and I'm sorry to say this, football fans, I'm going to be watching the World Series after last night. Good grief. That never happened before, did it, Lance?
I don't know. I mean, it was wild. We were doing the show.
A walk-off home run.
Freddie Freeman walks it off.
I mean,
extras. So
just incredible. Bases loaded. It's the end of the day. You know, what's going to happen now? First pitch. Ooh, I would hate to have to be that pitcher and go home. But on the other hand, that's how baseball works. You win some, you lose some.
You do, and one pitch out of 150 can be the difference in the game. It's why it's such a great sport. It can be a little boring to watch, but then you get...
It's not.
Then it all of a sudden explodes.
Now that we have 15 camera angles, it's really not boring.
Well, it's not. If you like the... it's like golf has gotten much easier to watch.
Exactly.
But there's baseball, there is more to see. There's that one thing that happens, and as a player in it, you sense when that's coming. You know that something and big's about to happen.
I know that the Yankee fans are just... ready for tonight. You know, they want to get over this one, for the one from last night, and get on to game two. That's why it's not a one-game series. But I got to say, that was impressive. And, of course, Freddie Freeman, I have to support that. We alliterates have to stick together. The people with two initials that are the same, we have to kind of appreciate one another. Well, I won't – he's the only one that would be interested in this, but I can tell you that my – complete historic baseball team starts with Bob Boone, okay, and then goes forward with all alliterative baseball players.
I love that.
It's years ago.
Literary element but to your it, DNA. It just you just can't escape it.
Can't get away from it. There's no doubt about that. Tell you something else we can't get away from, and that is the fact that everybody is trying to figure out when it's going to rain.
Yeah, now, well, I mean, there's small percentages.
It's little bitty. We're not in the drought from last fall, okay? We are not in that circumstance. But I don't see anything in my – I'm certainly not a meteorologist, but I listen to them and I read other stuff. It looks to me like – yeah, unless you happen to be standing in the right place and get rained on for a moment.
That's like the sprinkler hits you.
Exactly. It's not going to be much.
I'll do the weather today and dig around. And all I saw as of Friday was small percentages of potential. Maybe some clouds, but nothing that...
Beautiful this morning, by the way. Clouds were gorgeous.
The weather's been amazing. It's just, as you said, very, very dry.
Yes, very dry. And that, of course, tells us... that we have, it's been warm also, and we are looking towards a warmer season if all the predictions come true. So I say, why not? If things dried up, if you started some lettuce, if you started some, if you have some things that you planted didn't do so well because it got hot and it got dry, start again. Let's go again. Why not?
I've been watering dirt, so I mean there's hope.
Well,
you show up and you go, let's water the dirt a few times today, and
maybe it'll make me happy. maybe I'll feel better.
Little engine that could, just keep trying.
Well, you've seen my place. Most of the plants that have any tropical nature are already inside, and I can't walk through two of the rooms. But the dilemma now is, for those of you who don't happen to know, my personal life is kind of an open book these days, but I will be away for a bit. My daughter's getting married, and one thing and another, Ken Hackman will be in, not next Saturday, but the following Saturday. And I'm excited to tell you about that, because it also means that I have to be ready in case it gets cold up here before I come back. So I've planted the pansies. They've dried up. I've planted them again.
What colors did you roll with?
Well, purple and gold. I can't help that. That's a tradition with me.
Like a staple.
The sorbets are looking good, though, and they too are purple and gold because they're those little bitty viola flowers, little tiny, tiny, tiny Johnny Jump Up flowers. Both, they're even smaller. But I like those colors, and there are a bunch of them that I like a lot that I just don't ever get around to planting because I don't plant that many pansies. But my goodness, the garden centers are beautiful with them right now. Everything is looking great. Let's see. I don't know how late you can plant wheat. Usually we plant winter wheat by now, but we plant wheat again in the early spring. So I don't know how late. I'll see if I can get somebody to tell us. Bubba in Starfield wants to know, can y'all fill us in? Who grows wheat? I suddenly have a whole bunch of people asking me about growing hops. And and hops are just a beautiful vine. I don't care if you ever never get a hop off of it. And it smells good, too. The foliage is a delightful, real crisp smell. So if we can talk about hops and we can talk about wheat. So if you got something you want to offer the folks that are growing those things, please let me know. I'd love to pass on some advice. That's fun. I have to write down hops and wheat, or I won't remember it later.
Well, I mean, millet, I know, you know, not that it's the same thing, but it would be still growing pretty well right. In the cooler weather. It's just if you put it in a soft spot where the rains get it, then you may have it. It's great with a little bit of water, but once it gets a lot of water, mm-hmm. you know, it's done.
And I can imagine that growing. Some people have planted wheat and everything else this fall, and it's just been so dry that things have not.
Yeah, I wish I'd have like
gone along like
last year. I planted my millet a little late, but then the rain came,
mm-hmm.
and I did it right because of the weather. Actually, it was stimulative for it. If I'd have done it early, it would have been. You know, I don't think it would have done much. But
no, because of the drought.
Then the rain came, and mm-hmm. then it got over my growth and kind of
exactly.
drowned it out.
And it really is always a balance between how much moisture is available and how cold the temperatures are.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere in there is a growing zone. Looks pretty good for this year. I'm going to be putting in another round of radishes and that sort of stuff.
Ooh,
just because. You like radishes?
Yeah, I like them shaved.
Oh.
You know, or the real thinly sliced.
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah, yeah.
Love
yeah. I like pickled everything.
Oh, so. Pickled. You just put them in there.
And, exactly.
Yeah, I don't care if they're sliced or not.
And by the way, y'all, you don't have to make your own pickling. You can use the pickle juice out of the pickles you like.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. You can get the
put
hot
in a little
stuff.
Extra vinegar, put in a little hot sauce, and off you go.
People have used the Mount Olive hot pickle juice to
yeah,
put
well,
the
Mount
radishes
Olive does have a
yeah.
a monopoly on this
yeah,
market.
Pretty much around here, that's what you got.
I believe you are correct. My goodness. I know that there's one thing. Somebody sent me a note this week, and I thought it was so interesting, wanting to know about why his carrots had great big tops, and at the same time, not hardly anything underground, even though he's watering real well, real consistently. I think that's a fertilizer issue.
That's another. I'll eat it right out of the ground as a carrot.
Well, but it needs to be, you know, longer than an inch.
Oh,
to make,
yeah, no,
to
I'll eat that,
happy.
Too. Yeah,
particularly when you have
carrot.
A foot of greens. His picture, the greens were a foot off the ground.
That's
really too high. So that's too.
Foot,
that
yeah,
tells you it's too much nitrogen.
Okay.
We need to put more in for the phosphorus and potassium world to get our growth underground.
Total sense.
But I'm going to plant carrots again, too, so who knows?
If you're getting the too high growth on carrots, mm-hmm. then you've got too much nitrogen, you
yep.
want to kind of swap it
just like in the summertime, if you're tomato. Have leaves and no fruit. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to get out of here, folks. I have to dance now, so we'll be right back.
It's a big job keeping a whole planet fed. More American producers are turning to the fuel that gives them the power to do it, propane. With lower costs, cleaner emissions, and greater reliability, propane can do more around your operation better than any other fuel. And with an abundant supply made right here in the U.S., you're helping America stay energy independent. We've got a world to feed, so let's get to work in a clean energy revolution. Energy for everyone. Propane. For more information, visit mspropane.com.
You've heard the catchphrase, nothing's free. That's not true when you are a business working with the Mississippi Department of Rehabilitation Services. When you hire individuals with disabilities, we can help by offering customized training and internships paid for by our agency. A business relations specialist in your area will work with you every step of the way to ensure that you have a thriving and competent workforce. We provide these services at no cost to your business. Call us today at 1-800-443-1000 or visit our website at mdrs.ms.gov.
Garden Mama here.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. My friends to come and see.
You know, I tend not to say things that are too desperately serious here, but I'm going to give you my one that I do. I have always been a little disconcerted by creatures that stare at me, and then I'm supposed to eat them. But I had, ever since the time at an aquarium that, I can't tell you how much I love aquariums, but anyway, when the octopus literally crawled along the window in front of me, looking at me the whole time and went the entire length of the glass, and then when I turned and went the other way, came back with me, I realized that that probably wasn't going to be something I was going to be too happy to cook.
That, and it may be looking at you saying, that
well,
looks
because
delicious.
I was thinking, because I have a feeling that that's how, I need the octopus to feel that way about me.
Yeah, so, yeah exactly. He's looking at you like, man, that looks delicious.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't need that. But it really was the eye contact that did it for me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it
eye
did
contact,
it for him.
Yeah, don't eat me. Yeah, I won't eat you if you don't eat me.
Exactly. Let's come to a stance here. But they are so beautiful. And then, you know, looking at the... I can't imagine spending most of my career on the bottom of an ocean with octopi, octopuses, whatever they are. But when you see the video of that, it really makes me happy that I live in a time that has such video so that I can actually see them, honest to goodness, change color and become a rock in their environment, disappear from view. There's so many things about that I'm really glad Ringo decided to celebrate it simply because it gives me the opportunity to say, wow. What amazing creatures. What amazing
Well, and we
creatures.
Had a great conversation about the conspiracy theory. You know, we're talking about the Beatles. The Paul.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, just so y'all know, we do talk about things other than gardening.
We talk about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, in the garden, I had to ask her, you know, and she's a big Beatles fan, though, so I had to get the honest opinion on if there's a stand-in for Paul, and there has been. We can't share that kind of conversation with you, the results of it, but just to know, yeah.
You'll have to talk to me when you see me.
But no, the garden was amazing. It was such a beautiful day. I love sitting in your garden. It's so great. It's always something new and inspires me. I mean, it really does.
It's a plant collection.
And well, it's not just that. It's
always
moving stuff around.
Because there's always something, there's something changing.
Always moving things and all that good old stuff. And, you know, I mean, you know, there'll be a new plant. We got somebody here saying, can you talk about the mystery of acorns, specifically the white and red oak, please? You hear so many different things about them.
What do you hear?
What's the word on the street?
I need to hear more. I have red oaks on my property, and I can tell you that
they're majestic.
They are magnificent, and at the same time, the worst thing about them is that they lose leaves consistently through the year, so the acorns are falling on you, too. They don't all drop at
bombs.
Once. And they are literally a mess to try to keep up with, and don't walk barefoot in my backyard at that time of year. You'll be sorry. You roll right over them. It's a mess. But I don't know, so tell me, Bubba, give me some insight, and I'll be happy to start. You know, speaking of that, Bubba, I have it on good authority, but I can't cite who it is, so it's probably AI. I don't know. Anyway, I knew that we needed to get the wheat planted before frost, okay? But it turns out that it may be another thing where I'm saying, you know, maybe we can get some carrots in the ground, maybe we can get a few other things planted because of this weather. If you've got a couple of weeks before you think it's going to be frosty in Starkville, which I would think is probably a couple of weeks at least, yes, plant wheat. And there are folks that are going to be planting because they planted before and it didn't come up because of the drought, or it came up and then, you know, fell over. So anyway, something to think about. Mike is in with some we're going to start calling him Morning Glory Mike, because they're just so gorgeous, and some really hilarious, I don't know whose skeleton this is. It's obviously a plastic skeleton. But who decided to do that? I'm pretty sure it used to be really hard to find plastic skeletons, and now they're like everywhere. And I'm tickled by it, but I don't know whose decision that was. It's pretty funny. There's some wonderful stuff, though. There's Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. That's interesting. Beautiful. I love the blue one especially today. That dark blue has just gotten gorgeous.
Isn't it? It's like you can make some ink out of that.
I'm serious. It's just beautiful. And I have to say, your little cherub, along with the skeleton, it looks like she's going to have a good Halloween.
Yeah.
So that's fun. You got a whole truck to put candy in. I mean, come on. Who doesn't love that? The lavender's pretty. The blue is gorgeous. Thank you very, very much, Mike. Always love seeing that. There you go. Picking some tomatoes. I love it. That's really sweet. And there are some, yes. Those of you who are picking them, bring them to me. That's all I'm going to say.
Never too late for a tomato sandwich.
Never too late. Or too early.
No, I mean, yeah.
For that matter. I did find some cherry tomatoes in the store that were really delicious, but they're yellow. And they're light yellow, so they're not, they don't taste like tomatoes that you might, they're really low acid, and they were absolutely delicious, but they just are very, they're different. It's like eating some other thing. So that was kind of fun. I want to talk today about the garden concept that we keep working on for pollinator gardens. I have been doing a bit of work. It's kind of garden dreaming for me because I do have a plant collection that includes many of the plants that I want to support pollinators, but not all. There are some that I would still like to accumulate, and I probably will. But it's all about building that pollinator habitat and also, frankly, making it look nice so that friends can come over and take a look and say, oh, that looks really neat. Look what you did today. And I think that that is one of the things that we need to talk about here. The site issues for a pollinator garden are pretty simple. You need soil that drains and you need sunlight. It would be particularly helpful if you also have access to water because there will be times when you're going to need to do that. I would say this is also a project that needs to be near you. It is exercise. But it's exercise that you have to do consistently, especially when getting something like some of these plants started. But the other piece of it is, of course, that you can focus this pollinator garden right outside your window, or you can focus it down a path where it becomes a view that emerges from some other space, or it could actually be an opportunity to do something entirely different that will lead to other people coming and being interested. For example, I'm working with some friends now to put a pollinator garden in a public place. And when we work on that, the issue is always, who's going to take care of it? How's it going to look at this time of the year? And what I have done is to put down in my own list what the plants I have in my garden that will support this kind of four-season, low, medium, and high height, different pollinator appeals, that is to say different flower shapes, and also, frankly, how many of these can you actually get hold of? So I've been working on this particular group of things, but I wanted you all to know about it because I'm calling it the Sustainable Integrative Pollination Garden, the SIP Garden. Does that sound familiar? Of course it does, because Mississippi's known as the SIP everywhere. But this was what I was calling it before I realized the acronym. So there's the English major again. Anyway, we want to encourage bees, both native and European. We want to encourage butterflies, moths, flies, wasps, beetles, hummingbirds, bats, lizards, frogs, and oh, those beautiful salamanders. My goodness, there's been some gorgeous ones this year. Squirrels, possums, whoever's going to come through there needs to feel like it's a safe place to get some water, to get some food, to rest, maybe even to propagate, you know, to reproduce and make more of themselves, because that's how the pollinator community works. If you're not providing all the elements, they can be there for a moment, but they won't be with you all the time. Four seasons and four heights, I literally mean this, ground level, knee high, waist deep, and also taller than that, because you have pollinators that will approach at each of those heights. And also, some things seed and some things don't, so you need to know where those are, so that the mammals that need to pick it up and get it into their fur can get that particular one moved into the next environment, because that's where we're working on. I want to be able to do this in every neighborhood. I want to be able to do it everywhere that anybody lives. And so as a result, we can all feel like we're doing a sustainable pollinator garden that's going to benefit and, frankly, give us the opportunity to view the world through that prism of plants, you know. We talk about how the world looks differently when you put your touch on it, and that is one of the things that I'm very devoted to, is the idea that we're going to make it our own. We're going to welcome the pollinators, we're going to have a good time in the garden, and at the same time, it's going to be very personal. So everybody's garden is individualized and gives you the pleasure that you need to have to be doing it all this time. Talk a lot about that today. Right now, let's get into Robert in Ripley. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. I have a quick question. I just made a raised bed. It's a 16-inch high, and the top layer is three-year-old goat and sheep manure. And I planted turnips in it, and I planted them in rows because of the environment, you know, putting it in the beds. And I planted them about 9 inches apart. And I kind of wish I had pushed that a little farther, mm-hmm. but I didn't know how far you can push the density thing mm-hmm. and what the reasons are for that.
How big a space are we talking about?
We're just talking about it's 3 feet by five.
Okay.
This one is.
Okay. Turnips and most of the greens, but particularly turnips, because we want them to be able to make a root as well as the top, do need to be seeded and then thinned. So you've already done the thinning part before you planted. I presume you planted 4 or 5 seeds in each spot and then moved along and planted 4 or 5 more.
Yeah, and they're up about an inch or so, and I need to come back and thin them at this point.
You will. But here's what I've done before in a small space like that turned out to be very productive. You may look at other opportunities. People will give you ideas, and they will tell you to seed that whole bed and then thin as you go. That's sometimes a lot of trouble. You may not get out there that day, and the next thing you know, they're crowding each other and leaning over and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's better to start out a little bit farther apart, and then you're going to thin, so you're going to get some nice big turnips. But you can also come back with a little bit of seed in between those, maybe in another week. Let the turnips themselves get settled, get thinned, and get ready to get growing. And then you just come back in, and if you want some extra greens, you'll have extra greens in between. I've done that, and it made the small space almost doubly productive.
Can I? You were talking about radishes and carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? These are. Keep in mind, these are 9 inches apart.
Mm-hmm.
The rows are.
Mm-hmm.
Can I come back in and put radishes and carrots in between those rows?
I would put radishes because they're only 30 days, and they're not as deep, so they won't compete with the turnips for the nutrients that are in the soil as much. The radishes will be in and out by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What's your favorite radish?
You know, I'm so boring. I like Scarlet Globe, and I really like Icicle because I like spicy taste. That white one is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But I really like the I like the French breakfast radish is really good. If you get me going, I'll get all the way up to daikon and the ones that I like to pickle. But for fresh eating, I really like the little red globes, usually called sparkler or, you know, red babies and that kind of stuff. I just think those are delicious. I can eat them by the handful.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the info.
Have a great day. Let me know how that, send us a picture in a couple of weeks. Let me know how that's going. I saw a picture of a friend of mine's turnip patch. He said he had planted them too many and too close together. I thought to myself, I'm glad I don't have to thin those, but it's going to be some beautiful greens because it was pretty thick. There's always that balance between which one, what we need to plant and how many of them. And then we're always afraid they're not going to come up. So if 2 will do, we plant 10, you know, in that same little spot. Sometimes that's a good idea because we do have seeds that fail to come up or things get washed away or the birds come along and eat half of them. But at the same time, we really do have to be aware that each plant that we want to mature needs a certain amount of space around it. Turnips, 9 inches is a lot, but he's got space in between to plant. So I would, if I was doing turnips and I had a row of them already thickly seeded, I would certainly thin them out to where they were at least 6 inches apart, just because that makes such a much, much, much better turnip green head as well as the space underneath. I love that. You know, we talk about things that we grow oftentimes that we wish somebody else would grow for us. And I've been kind of that way about kohlrabi. I've grown it before, but what do I eat 4 or 5 of them, you know, so a year? But there's always folks growing them. And if you haven't tried things like kohlrabi, try them. You may decide they're your best favorite thing. You're going to end up growing forever. I don't know. But I know if you don't try, you won't find out. We got a lot to do today. Thanks for being with me here on the Garden Mama Show. This is Super Talk, and we'll be right back.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
The best made.
You gotta love a bass player. Y'all are so funny.
Bill Lesh passed away.
Yes, he did.
And one reason I wanted to play that today is,
yes,
in homage to a man with the greatest bass lines in the world.
Ever.
Yeah.
None better.
He was oldest of the group too.
Yes, he was. If you're a kid and you want a career in music,
be a bass player.
Consider bass and get all of his stuff, because he literally could make the song or he could back up and take it. It was just he was astounding, and he taught a lot of people just by his very being. So
I can't remember if he wrote "Pride of Cucamonga" or not. But
I don't know.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I'd read yesterday, and I love that song.
Yes,
but yeah, he's so great. I didn't mean to derail a gardening conversation, but with a little Grateful Dead that was being played and Phil Lesh.
The Jerry Garcia Band, for those of you who don't know, they all did other things at different other times. Everybody in most big bands like that have other things that they do. And, Phil Lesh was the oldest of the bunch. So, for those of us who are old and still rocking, we look up to that. We're very happy about that. I think that's great. One of the things that has always... I'm sorry. I shouldn't look at the screen sometimes when I'm trying to be serious. Okay. So Ron in Ocean Springs and I are having a discussion about the fact that I did not get a t-shirt to him from the last, from the event for the Bottle Tree Garden Tour from our great remote at Fondren Yard. And I intended to, but everything went so quickly and all the shirts were gone. Bang, gone the first day. So, he's now trying to crack me up. He's succeeding. Essential oils. I'll just leave that for y'all.
It's not motor oil,
but there is a jar of this at my grandmother's house. You know,
there was a pan full of it. I mean, like a, you know, saucepan. My mama always
like
had
so many things
just covered.
We were all taught that you probably shouldn't keep the bacon grease in an open can at your house. I mean, you know, on the stove at your house. If you're going to keep it, you should put it in the refrigerator, yada, yada, yada. You probably shouldn't, da, da, da. Anyway, everybody's opinion. And as soon as that all gets out into the larger culture, of course, it's like everything else. You shouldn't grow your own tomatoes. Anybody tells you that, what are you going to do? You're going to grow your own tomatoes, you know, because it's too hard or it's too this or it's, and bacon grease is the same way. People that cook with bacon grease, cook with bacon grease. Other people cook with other greases and other fats and other things like that. But what they're working on is something specific. And this is an absolutely lovely jar of essential oil bacon grease from Ron.
It's still warm, too. You can tell.
You can tell that it is. Rhett says that he has started started playing bass by accident 30 years ago. Bands always need a bass player. You have made my point.
Exactly. I know several.
I married one. I know about these things.
Make a good living playing bass.
That's right. I know about these things. Anyway, there's an awful lot of good music, and there's always somebody to appreciate. So I like that. I think that's wonderful. Really cool turnip patch from long-time listener. I love people that identify like that. That makes me tickled. 900 acres. It'll be 1,500 acres of turnips as soon as it rains. And it's a video. It's really cool. I'm so glad to see that. Thank you for sending that this morning. Paula from Dentville, is making breakfast and driving me crazy with it this morning. That's wonderful. And I just got to tell you, this is a beautiful, beautiful day. If you're celebrating Halloween, if you eschew that and don't do it at all, that's okay too. But I got to tell you that as a horticulturist, Halloween is a huge thing, and not as much as it once was. But we grew chrysanthemums that were intended to be sold and taken to cemeteries on All Saints Day. It was traditional, still is in some places. And so as a result, we started in July growing the chrysanthemums that would be perfect for that particular event. Well, it also turns out that at that same time in the year, this is going to sound crazy to some of y'all, but people, college guys, I'll put it that way, used to give college gals corsages for things like football games. And they were made of chrysanthemums most of the time because guess what? That was the flower that we could get in that time.
It's durable too, isn't it?
It's a long-lasting cut flower. Very long-lasting. And of course, if it's in a container and all that stuff, it's another way to take it home and have some more.
That's how I learned this from watching Escape from Alcatraz with Clint Eastwood, because the warden at the end has the chrysanthemum and he gets mad and he tries to crush it.
And it doesn't
do anything. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those little spongy things
that comes back. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not that indestructible. It is a little artistic license, but they're a very durable flower, and they are one of the things that when you see them a week later, they don't look that different than they looked the week before when they were cut. So that's kind of a cool
thing. Is there a reason? I was always curious about the chrysanthemum. And, you know, it seems to be kind of a special class of flower in that it does have more of longevity to it, where so many others just kind of just wilt quickly for
you. It does. It has a green stem, but it's a very sturdy green stem. When you cut it across, it's woody on the inside. And it has, therefore, the ability to take up preservatives and hold those flowers for a long time.
When you always see the woody stem, that's key. If you're looking at a gardenia, even though you know it has these robust flowers that last a long time, you're extremely aromatic, and so you attribute some of that to having that more.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely, because that stem holds more water in and of itself. And what we're doing when we cut flowers is we're trying to make sure they hold enough water to hold their flower up. And some are easier to do with that than others.
We could only teach a zinnia to have a woody stem.
We can't get them to be, but we can grow them low nitrogen, which is what we're doing right now. In fact, growing them low nitrogen so that they have a bit thicker stem. They'll be shorter, but that's okay. But they'll have a little bit thicker stem, and they will condition a little bit more easily. Things like celosia and amaranth and all those things that we grow here as cut flowers are also very green, but they do condition well, and so we appreciate that. So we're always looking for.
Thank you. You answered several questions
for me. Let's see. Can pink lemonade blueberry bushes be grown in Zone 8B? I don't see why not, Kathy. I've only seen one picture. I've not grown them, but as long as they don't say that you can't grow them in Zone 8, your soil should be perfect. And they are a really pretty blueberry. I've seen the fruit. Really nice. Interesting, though, huh? That's neat. There's some things that I am doing. There's some things I want to do, perhaps would be a better way to put this. I want you to know about the whole issue of what fall color is built from in our part of the world. And I want to open your eyes a little bit, maybe your thoughts a little bit more, to why we like these silly pink chrysanthemums so much in the autumn. Why we are so fond of the fact that Chinese pistache is a great street tree and also has beautiful fall color in it. Just turns orangey red. It's just lovely. But there are a lot of other things that we might want to look at in your garden and in mine, and perhaps even add to next year. So in the coming hour, I want to talk a little bit about the SIP garden. I've got some ideas for you about what plants constitute that SIP garden so that we can talk about them together and maybe collect some of them. And I also want to talk about that color issue with you. So if you've got a suggestion for a plant that's really beautiful in color right now at your place, send it to me. I'd like to see the photo of it. And also, of course, we always want to hear from you. You can give me a call. You can send a text on the text line. And you can also dance on out with us here because I'm going to take my blinking lights and go around the corner. We'll be right back.
Okay, so pure.
Open Season Properties is a full-service real estate company with a team approach philosophy that ensures your needs are of the highest priority, whether it's rural land sales, residential, or commercial properties. Open Season Properties markets and sells real estate in Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. And they're dedicated to the development of long-term client relationships and unwavering commitment to service. Go to OpenSeasonProperties.com to learn more.
We are agriculture, the number one industry in Mississippi. We are 180,000 member families strong, a century of generations. We are grassroots Mississippi in all 82 counties. We are Unified, the largest general farm organization in Mississippi. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
Garden Mama.
Straight to your turn on campus and bypass everything that's happening on the highway.
So there you have Oxford Police Chief Jeff McCutcheon trying to tell you people a little bit how to get into campus or wherever it might be that you're going to park today. Lane Kiffin leading the Rebels through the Walk of Champions as we speak.
Coming through the Grove, and it got to be a good feeling for them. Everybody's glad to be back in Oxford.
All right, we'll take a pause. We'll come back, and we'll continue this as we'll get you closer to the kickoff today, number 18, Ole Miss, as we mentioned, going through the Grove right now to the crowd here on a beautiful day in Oxford. This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At Albrightons, we've grown with you. At Albrightons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new Albrightons at 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same Albrightons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At Albrightons,
All Britain's Jubilers.
And the Ad Council.
Plan for you in today's pregame show, again brought to you by Guaranty Bank. We will relive the one game that Ole Miss has played against Oklahoma, which happened in 1999, the last game of that century in the Independence Bowl. We'll also have Ben Jarvis Green Ellis coming up a little bit later on. Your Grove Report with Kieran Lincheski. Of course, Coach Kiffin, we just saw moments ago walking through. We'll get the rest of the crew as well, go around the SEC and the nation, but now we'll key up the microphone for Athletic Director Keith Carter. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Looking good.
Hey, we're here.
The Oklahoma fans are here, too.
We made it. I tell you what, this is something. We've seen some big crowds. I think this may be the biggest one.
This may be the topper. I think they're trying to outdo their good buddies from Texas in 2012.
No doubt. Well, we kept getting credential requests from their administration, and we're like, okay, but remember, we're coming there next year, too. So we're gonna reciprocate that. But, no, it's exciting, and obviously, you know, hadn't been here in a while. It's been almost a month since we played a home football game, so people are excited, and a great day to do it.
Absolutely. You couldn't have dialed up the weather any better than what we have here today for the people to come and to do. And we just had a little information from OPD Chief Jeff McCutcheon trying to give some directions, right, on driving in and thinking of that. So I know that law enforcement's planning on a lot of people from all over to be here today.
Well, you know, I was with Robin yesterday, and just, you know, they're saying 250 to 300,000 people in Oxford today. So, you know, we're not exactly designed for that, but it's going to be fun. And obviously, Jeff and you know, all the crew with OPD, UPD, you know, all of our law enforcement partners do a fantastic job of helping us pregame and postgame.
Yeah, I think the Oxford and Lafayette County Chamber and Welcome Visitors Committee really likes it.
There's a little tax revenue coming through the city, so that's a good thing.
You know, we had high school games in the area. A movie star in the area this week as well, and different people that are coming in and enjoying it. And you get the opportunity to show people what the University of Mississippi has from an athletic standpoint, but from a city, the county, and this entire North Mississippi area.
We do, and we talk a lot in our staff about how we get 7 Saturdays a year to showcase. And obviously Oxford is Oxford year-round, but these 7 Saturdays, we want to do it right. We want to make sure when people come into Oxford and Lafayette County on campus, they have a great experience. Obviously the game's a huge part of it, but everything else is too. And as we mentioned, tons of community partners and campus partners that help make that happen. So this is our 5th. We got 2 more after this, and so hopefully we'll have a great game day today.
And next year, 8 Super Bowls in Oxford next year, the rare 8 home games.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, that'll be fun. And I think, you know, with the schedule, the way it's going to kind of shake out and spread out, I think it'll be a fun schedule as well. This year it's kind of wonky that we didn't have a home game for a month, but next year should be really fun, and 8 home games should be great.
Schedule will be released in early December.
Yeah, it's coming out. We actually get our hands on it next week. Good. To kind of start making some plans, but early December it'll be out to the public.
I don't know how much you can share or how much you even know with the SEC and the Big Ten kind of talking with one another. Is there anything you can share in that?
Yeah, we were in Nashville a couple weeks ago and met with all their ADs and had a great meeting. I was really, really impressed with the relationship that Greg and Tony have, their Air Commissioner Tony Petitti. You know, I think that they realize that we have a great opportunity to help kind of shape where college athletics is going, where the CFP is going, all those type of things. So it was a really fun meeting. I hadn't met some of those ADs, so it was fun to sit in the room with them. But I'm really excited about maybe some collaboration we can have with them in the future.
With the playing also maybe include other sports, baseball, men's and women's basketball?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think it you know, it's kind of starting with football and the conversations are there. But, yeah, I think that there could be some synergy between the two leagues really across the board.
I know as an old basketball guy, you wouldn't mind going to Assembly Hall at IU, would you?
Yeah, there's some great hoops in the Big Ten. There's no doubt about
Mackey
that.
Mackey Arena at Purdue, that'd no be doubt. Fun.
Well, speaking of that, in the morning at the SJB Pavilion, there will be some men's basketball, Ole Miss in Illinois.
Assembly Hall at Illinois.
Yeah, it's crazy. Basketball is here. We've got men's basketball tomorrow, women's basketball on Monday night. Tomorrow's a huge day, triple header of sports. Yeah. We got basketball at 11. I think we sold about 5,500 tickets. That doesn't include students, so we're asking people to come. And, you know, before you get out of town tomorrow, heading back home, come and watch some hoops at 11 o'clock. But then you've got volleyball at 2 o'clock, soccer at 3, and then you've got, obviously, women's basketball Monday night at 6:30.
Keith, this is the time of year you run into almost any college basketball coach, men's and women's, both. everybody likes their team. I think Coach Yeo and Coach Beard really, really like their teams.
I do too. You know, and you know, both of them preseason ranked, which is really cool. And obviously that doesn't mean anything now, but it's cool to have that and have that by your name. I think Coach Beard in year two traditionally has kind of made a huge step kind of wherever he's been. So we're excited about that. And we know what Coach Yeo has done with her program, an annual participant, we think, in the tournament and making runs there. So excited about basketball. Again, hard to believe that it's here, but we're ready for it.
I know that I mentioned this somewhere in the past, but if you need someone to go with the number one men's golf team in the country somewhere to broadcast a sport, I'm available.
How about that? How about the job Coach Malloy and those guys have done? This is our fourth team in the past four seasons to be ranked number one. Women's golf obviously won the national championship. Baseball won the national championship. Rifle was also number one, and now men's golf. So really cool, and what's great about it is they don't play again until the spring, so we're number one for the next couple of months before we kind of crank it up again. But really happy with both of our golf programs doing a great job.
Now, we just said to announce, we're not giving any lessons.
Yeah, we don't.
Coach Malloy
viewing only.
That.
Viewing only. Yeah.
Nobody wants that. Nobody even wants me on the course with them with any other thing. All right, final thing before you go. Enjoy the day, my friend, and we thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to get there early because it's about to be packed. Some really cool stuff in the pregame today, too.
Have you told your colleague Joe Castiglione yet? I told you so. About this?
Well, we talked on Monday, and he said, hey, we're coming, and we're excited, but I'm anxious to see him down on the field and get his reaction.
Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, guys.
Keith. That's Keith Carter, Athletics Director at Ole Miss. Joining us next, we'll get a chance to catch up with Ben Jarvis Greenellis. He's back in Oxford. We'll get the Letterman's Lounge next. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Today's pregame conversation with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter was brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. Food made with the highest quality ingredients, sourced from around the world. We're back with more of the Ole Miss pregame show after this timeout on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp, refreshing, and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Well, we got it! Right over!
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Logan Farms in Jackson has the best selection of gourmet meats for your holiday table or for your corporate gift giving. Choose from our center cut filet mignon, smoked briskets, hickory smoked turkeys, and of course, our signature honey glazed hams. Our gourmet meats can be gift boxed, picked up, delivered locally, or even shipped nationwide. Logan Farms in Jackson also offers gift vouchers to make giving your friends, family, clients, and coworkers the flexibility to choose their gourmet product. Call Logan Farms today at 601-366-HAMS or check us out at loganfarms.com.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
Jarvis Green Ellis ran head-on into Jonathan Goff, we believe, and drove him into the end zone. That's two pretty big-time players there, and the Rebels take a 6-0 lead with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. So Ole Miss will have first and goal from the one-inch line. Schaefer gives to Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. He punches it in. Touchdown, Ole Miss. 13-0, Rebels. 1:26 to go, first quarter.
Seven touchdowns for the man in 2006. He had six more of those in 2007. 1,000-yard rusher, back-to-back years. In the Letterman's Lounge, it's Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. How you doing?
I'm good. Nice for me to be here. I mean,
glad to have you, Ben Jarvis. You doing good? You staying healthy?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. Health is, you know, up and down, but it's good.
Do you miss football?
I miss watching it. I don't do too much miss playing.
We're glad to have you back at Ole Miss. First time for you in how long?
Oh, it's been probably about a decade or so. So I'm happy to be here. Happy to enjoy all the fans and just take part in the festivities today.
Can you think back on your 2 years here and what that meant, future development for you going into the NFL and now in life today?
2 years playing here, but I was actually here for three right. years because, you know, back then you right. had to sit out if you transferred. So when I transferred in, you know, I actually got a chance to kind of take in everything without actually going out on the field. So it was different, but, you know, Ole Miss prepared me for a lot, prepared me for life, you know, got a chance to, you know, learn how to mingle with people and, you know, learn a lot. I learned a lot here.
And those highlights really highlighted the style of running back I thought that you were here and in the NFL. When you had to run that ball straight ahead, you had that great nose for the goal line. You ran behind your pads. You ran where the hole was drawn up.
Yeah, you know, no ducking and dodging. You know,
that's right.
No, you know, straight ahead, and, you know, you got to do what you got to do for the team to score points, you know. So that was my job sometimes is, you know, it's hard knock life, but it is what it is, and you got to have those.
It gets fierce on that goal line, doesn't it?
It gets fierce on the goal line. And
short yardage.
Short yardage, got to have a situation. So, you know, you got to have somebody that's dependable, and, you know, you need that 1 yard, 1 inch, you know, touchdown, goal line. You got to have those.
You were the classic. Needed two, you'd get us three.
Yeah, got to have it. You know, got to have it.
Were you always a running back growing up? Was that something you did from the first time of football, or did you hit other people at one point in time?
Yeah, I did. I actually enjoy hitting other people. I think that's probably why I ran that way. But, you know, I started off actually when I was seven, but I actually played tackle at first. And then, you know, I was doing a pull-in play, and then the coach said, give him the ball. And then, you know, that was the rest
tackle
of the
days were over.
Yeah.
Growing up in New Orleans, you started playing, you said, at 7 years old, big-time football town.
Yeah.
Big-time youth football town.
Yes, yes. So, you know, we enjoy playing football all the time. You know, a lot of the guys I played against, you know, growing up, you know, played in the next on the next level and the uh-huh. next level. So, you know,
sure did.
And a lot of us played in the NFL. So it was kind of, you know, being used to that competition kind of my whole life.
In your years here with Coach Orgeron's background and knowing Louisiana so well, there were a lot of Louisiana players on the Ole Miss team.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was quite a few of us. It was almost half the team, you know, from a standpoint of the guys who I kind of hung out with. Most of us were from Louisiana. You know, we had a lot of Mississippi people too, but, you know, most of the guys were, you know, a lot of Louisiana uh-huh. receivers, cornerbacks, linebackers.
Kendrick Lewis.
Yeah, Kendrick could be here in a couple weeks.
Good.
What did you think about the law firm? Were you okay with being called the law firm?
hey, man, that nickname, I don't know. You know, they kind of have an argument about where it came from. People don't know if it came when I was in school here or if it got when I was in New England or Monday Night Football. It's one of those things that's kind of like a mystery, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of like just let it roll, but it didn't bother me any.
I know Ben Jarvis is one word, but I had a guy call you four names and a cloud of dust.
You know, I love the name, man. You know, it's kind of something that just kind of stuck with me the whole time. And, you know, it was very, you know, the fans love it. They always have a good time, whether I'm at an autograph signing or in the mall. You know, you can hear anything. Ben Jarvis, Benny, you know, law firm. I hear it all. And I've kind of been that way my entire life.
How was it playing with Tom Brady and playing for Bill Belichick?
The guys, I mean, you know, they right there at the top of the list when it comes down to sports, you know, from the greatest coach, the greatest quarterback, greatest player. So, you know, it was just a big learning experience for me to kind of watch how they do things and, you know, working, co-working together and, you know, us trying to establish things and learning how the way to do things and to go about winning. So it was, to me, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Coach Belichick, all business, wasn't he?
All business. Both of them, you know, all business.
And did you ever have to go against Vince Wilfork in practice?
Unfortunately, you know.
No kidding. What a mountain.
Man,
He's as big as that when right
I first,
there.
Yeah, when I first got there, the defensive line was over 1,000 pounds, and it was just three of them. They were in a 3-4, so it was Vince Wilfork, Ty Warren, and Richard Seymour. So between those three guys, it was no running in practice.
Well, that's
so,
one Hall of Famer I know and should be, at least two.
It probably will be down the line. So, but, yeah, that's what we were going against every day. So it wasn't any, you know, they taught you to be tough in practice because, you know, they're going to hit you and let you know.
Always pads, helmet always on in practice.
Always. We always were full pads in January.
Well, it looks like he's still in the weight room too, Brad. Sure looks does. Like he's got those arms going. So tell us, where are you today and what is life for Ben Jarvis Green Ellis?
You know, I live in Florida. I do a lot of work in Louisiana, do a lot of work in Missouri, a lot of work here in Mississippi. So I'm just kind of all over, just kind of putting in my time and working. And my daughter goes to school here, so I'm up here quite often.
Awesome.
You know, going to her games, and she plays basketball, and she's
fantastic.
Into gymnastic and that sort of thing. So between family life and, you know, business life, that basically is life. You know?
We talked about Louisiana right before you were at Ole Miss. Had a quarterback from Louisiana named Eli Manning. Y'all ran into each other on.
Let TrustCare's Care Crew help you beat the flu. Our friendly experts are here to help you and your kids get your annual flu shots and treat your sneezes, stuffiness, and sore throats all flu season long. Available for your convenience early mornings, late evenings, and weekends. That's care anytime you need us. Walk in or visit TrustCareHealth.com to book your appointment and stay flu-free with the support of your care crew. Trust Care. Feel better faster. Flu shots are free with most insurances.
Console.
Worthy Joseph Kennedy for you on the stage here. Dan Courts, we'll get with him in a few minutes. We'll hit him, chat about a few things in the SEC and the top 25 coming up today. Coach Kiffin also with our guys David and Harry. We'll get John Darnell. We got a little bit of everything. Karen Lincheski will be out in the Grove at some point to do our Duke's Mayo Grove report. But it has been since New Year's Eve, 1999, the only meeting in football.
That's
between
it.
These two.
25 years ago and bringing down a whole century. And, Gary, I like to tell everybody I'm not responsible for anything I did or said in the 20th century.
It was an interesting time. I was a part of things with the broadcast.
Yeah.
Then and
fun
and
year.
Of course, you know, Romero, Deuce, that entire group had some
Rufus.
Disappointing weekends prior to going there. And, of course, Josh Heupel was the quarterback for
first year for
OU.
Big Game Bob.
Stoops was there. And the whole week leading up, I mean, the Sooners had won 7, and they hadn't been to bowl games in a while. But you could tell with them, they knew Stoops was building something special, and then came that football game in 99.
Yeah, and then the next year they won it all.
Yeah. By the way, Minnie Mouse is even in attendance today. Hey, there's Minnie.
Hey there.
How you doing, Minnie?
Hey.
Good. An Oklahoma Sooner Minnie, though. Oh, well, we still welcome
Close
you.
Enough.
We still welcome you. So let's relive, if you don't mind, the Independence Bowl from 1999, the only time these two have met in college football.
There's the snap to give to the second back off the right side. Breaking clear at the 25, the 30 is Deuce. He could go. He's in the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Deuce McAllister. 80-yard run. Well, Y2K's not here yet. But Y2K is all over Oklahoma.
What a great effort by Deuce McAllister, running the ball off right tackle. Started to go down, put the offhand down, regained his balance, cuts it back to the left, and then shows that sub 4.5 speed to get it to the end zone. Tremendous job by Deuce McAllister again.
Les Binkley connected on a 29-yard field goal earlier in the quarter. Ball will be at the left hash, inside the hash a couple of yards, in fact. Holding is Craddock. Killian will snap. Binkley will attempt it. It's at the 29, a 39-yard effort. He's 4 for 5 from this range on the season. To win it for the Rebels. 3 seconds left. Waiting for the snap. There it is. There's the kick. It's got the distance. Is it there? It is good! Oh, man! Texas has knocked off Oklahoma 27-25. How about them Rebels?
Les Binkley.
Cool as a cucumber.
Ice water in his veins. Maybe the biggest addition to a Rebel football team in a long, long time has done it again.
Y2K Rebel style.
Les Binkley, you've been deadly all season long, and you get to clincher right here to cap off a great season. Talk about it.
Man, first I just want to give the glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he gave me the ability to be out here, and that's why I'm out here. And just Bobby was great, and Ben's been great all year long, and they were on the money again, and it just worked for us. So
a great snap and hold and everything.
Always, always. They're all on the money, and when one lets up, the other one picks up, and we've been a good team all year long. So
what were you thinking when the Rebels were driving, get down there? I noticed all season long you prepared yourself, and you wanted to do something like this.
Well, I always think when we get the ball, it's going to come down to a field goal. And so just keep that in your head. And when the pressure gets to you, I just think there's 2 billion people in China. I don't even know I'm out here playing. That helps me out, and so don't even think about it.
Oklahoma took a timeout after Ole Miss did to try to ice you. What were you thinking to that, or did it bother you at all?
Yeah, I was just chewing on this gum.
Hey, congratulations on a great season and a big game for you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Les Binkley, guy that played at Northwest Community College. Came in. Boy, did he ever kick a big one, David, Pete, and Gary. We got head coach David Cutcliffe. How about the comeback by the Ole Miss Rebels?
We deserved one like this, Stan, and it was truly a team effort. Every phase, our defense hit them as hard as they've been hit. I can promise you that, and did a good job all night. Our offensive team did what it had to do when it had to do it, and the kicking game certainly stood up. The kickoff return, and then we get into the field goal. Les Binkley's been as good as they get.
Just listening to the Stan Zandroni, our great friend that we lost, obviously, and to hear Coach Cud and Les Binkley. And at that time, this is part of when I was really just getting started with the network. I had spent his 2 years prior calling his games at Northwest Junior College at that point in time. And
you knew he'd make it.
I felt like he was going to.
He had a good feeling.
He was really good. You know, I mean, he put a lot of work into his craft, and as he said, and I can see him chewing that gum, right? As he was talking, I was just chewing my gum.
What a way to close out the 20th century.
Yeah, right. And back-to-back at that point, wins in Shreveport, Nebraska, then Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And of course, other meetings with whether it was Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, all of
Air
those
Force.
Throughout time, right?
Air Force in Shreveport.
Sure.
Coach Brewer's first year.
So
almost drowned in the stands. It rained so hard.
Right. So the Ole Miss team, 1999, Deuce ran for 121, scored twice, scored 80 on that one, and overcame what was a record-setting performance by then quarterback Josh Heupel.
Hey, and Josh Heupel, of course, now at Tennessee. The next year they go on and win the national championship. And he was runner-up for the Heisman, 7 Heisman Trophy winners in Oklahoma's storied football history. Billy Vessel, Steve Owens, Billy Sims. They were tailback you then. Then the quarterbacks, Jason White, Sam Bradford, in back-to-back years with Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray.
All right, we are going to talk about this Ole Miss and Oklahoma game itself, the one that kicks off. And to tell you, for all of you that are involved with us here, I'm going to go against the schedule a little bit. Brett and I will go inside the numbers next. We'll be talking about some of the stats and things and different things going on with Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Head coach Mike Bianco and the Ole Miss Rebels are gearing up for a new season, and they need you to bring the energy to Swayze this spring. What better way to experience Swayze showers than with a season ticket to all the action? Secure your spot today at OleMissTix.com.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Whether it's cooling you down, heating you up, fixing those leaky pipes, or keeping your lights on, AirSouth's got your back. We're the champions of home comfort, just like your Rebels on the field. Call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical today, where your home is our home field. Call AirSouth now at 662-304-8412. AirSouth, we care more.
Coach Jamie Traxel and Ole Miss Softball invite you to ring in an exciting season this spring. Be the first to experience the brand new Ole Miss Softball Stadium as a season ticket holder and never miss a pitch, swing, or hit. Make history by securing your seat today at OleMissTix.com.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
This November, Mississippi voters will decide whether to send a conservative or a liberal judge to the Mississippi Supreme Court for the next 8 years. Justice Jim Kitchens and Ceola James are the liberal candidates. Jennifer Branning is the conservative. Branning is a tough attorney, wife, and mother of three. She is a constitutional conservative, not an activist judge with a political agenda. Branning has the energy and toughness to fight for us for the next 8 years. Liberal Jim Kitchens was elected the year before Joe Biden began his political career, nearly 60 years ago. If Kitchens serves another 8-year term, he will be almost 90 years old. Serving as a justice on the Mississippi Supreme Court is a demanding job. It's time for a change. Vote for our future. Vote conservative. Vote Jennifer Branning for the Mississippi Supreme Court.
Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Not approved by any candidate. Derek Easley, Treasurer.
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey, we also want to give a special thanks to our game sponsor today, which is Farm Bureau, for their support of Ole Miss football. Farm Bureau, proud partner of Ole Miss athletics. So let's do some things here. Let's get into some of the numbers and the things that we are kind of looking at in this game between number 18, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma. And, you know, I've got several that I've highlighted and things, but Brent Northworthy, what's a number that as you were doing your research you kind of peaked at?
40 for Coach Lane Kiffin. I know he would be the first to say give the credit to the players. He always does. But he would become the fastest to 40 wins in program history with a win today. We almost got that win 2 weeks ago at LSU, but another one of the numbers that we're going to highlight is the number of penalties. And I'm not making excuses, but I think the number of players we've been having to play in the offensive line because of injuries has contributed to the penalty numbers. When we get settled in, I think starting today for the rest of the year with no more injuries, we hope, play five, go five across the rest of the way, and I think that will cut down on some of the penalties.
Well, to your point, 61 penalties, 592 yards, that's 84.6 yards in penalties per game for Ole Miss.
Yeah, you just can't allow that, and that I don't think that's the one issue. It's all the contributing factors, but the two heartbreaking losses, you take that out, just cut that down a little bit, and you probably are setting at 7-0, but we're not. We're at 5-2.
One of the things that's happened since Oklahoma last played a game is their offensive coordinator has been let go. Joe John Finley is now going to be calling plays in this one today. They've also gone back in the quarterback back and forth between Jackson Arnold, the sophomore who, I mean, had all expectations upon him to be the guy and to go. And, of course,
had a good bowl game.
He has completed 79 of 138. 763 yards and 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's run for 109. But they have gone back and forth between him and Michael Hawkins Jr. So kind of two quarterbacks, but we know you're going to see Arnold today.
Yeah, you know you're going to see a lot of Arnold. And coming into the season, there were a lot of expectations for him, kind of the prototype of those quarterbacks that they've been on a run with, winning these Heisman trophies with. But OU doesn't need to hear about injuries because they've had the injuries across the offensive line and in their receiving core. And you do that, it just leaves your offense decimated. And it has been. I didn't think they played that bad against Texas. Anyway, that was first game back for Quinn Ewers, but they just couldn't get anything going offensively. They kind of stole one down on the Plains, and we talked about it in the open. Both teams really desperate for a win.
Look, we can be Captain Obvious and talk about the turnovers, and that's the issue that's going to win and lose every football game. But in the Sooners' 4 wins this year, they've outscored the opponent 56-6 off turnovers. The 3 losses, they've been outscored 41-0.
That's it.
Especially those last two games.
Every time. And we know it's just too narrow. Almost the SEC is getting a little bit on this front, a little bit like the NFL. We're kind of developing into a 3-6-7 point games. That's what the difference in a lot of these games largely will be. Sometimes there's blowouts, I know, but a lot of times that'd go a long way to winning. Well, you know, when it's that narrow, Gary, the margin for error is so small, and if you give away, if you have a bunch of penalties, you give away the ball, you're not going to win.
So a look inside the numbers today. Ole Miss, number 18, 5-2, 1-2 in the conference, 4-3, 1-3 for Oklahoma. Shelter Insurance brought those numbers to you. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. We'll find out what's going on in the Grove and Coach Lane Kiffin all coming up next. It's Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Tackle your to-do list this season and find the right Medicare plan for you in your home state of Mississippi. With Aetna Medicare Advantage plans, you can get a $0 monthly plan premium with hospital and medical coverage you need. Plans also include additional benefits like dental, vision, and hearing. Be the star quarterback of your health and call us for a personalized coverage review. Call today, 1-833-771-3379. TTY-711. Aetna Medicare is an HMO PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Our DSNPs also have contracts with state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in our plans depends on contract renewal. Plan features and availability may vary by service area.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Ole Miss fans never settle. Neither should your home. If you've been living with doors that don't open or close, cracks and unlevel floors at home, it's time to start living better. Foundation problems only get worse with time. Only Olshan gives you more than 90 years of experience, patented and proven repairs, and a warranty you can count on. Stop settling and start living better. Visit OlshanFoundation.com and get your free evaluation today, or call us at 877-465-7426.
Looking for a way to make your truck stand out from the crowd? Step up to the AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps. With their sleek design and reliable performance, these power steps are the perfect accessory for any truck owner.
Not only do they make getting in and out of your truck a breeze, but their integrated lighting system adds a touch of style and functionality. AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps, available at Rick's Pro Truck in Madison, Flowood, and their commercial location in Pearl. Upgrade your ride today.
Ad Council.
Welcome to Duke's Mayo Country. Get your tailgates ready and visit dukescountry.com.
Good morning, Rebel fans. We are back for episode 5 of the Grove Report for this season. I'm Kieran Lincheski, along with the Ole Miss Radio Network, and it's a pleasure to be back in the Grove this Saturday morning. It's 63 degrees. It's the crisp, cool fall air. However, the sun is shining, and it feels absolutely wonderful. There are a ton of Oklahoma fans in the Grove, along with your Rebel fans, and we are having fun, and as we say, we have never lost a party, and today the Grove is packed tent to tent. It is a sea of royal blue and red and navy and powder blue, which is today's color. It is absolute.
Oh, I let them off the hook and they didn't have to dress up this year. But we usually, according to our game, whatever game we decide we're doing, we do a theme for the game, which makes it a lot easier for decorating and the use of florals.
Well, now we've we always get the biggest game because our group knows that we go to the most trouble. And everything's authentic, everything's fresh, and it just makes for a great presentation. So they asked us to do the big game, and that's why we got here at 6:30 this morning.
Now, I want to say that we've done this for at least 20 years, and everything is a sort of a, we're not complacent in how this does, thanks to Ginger here, and Charles, of course, yeah, but anyway. So it's always fresh and new ideas. And one of the things that I'd like you to make sure you partake of today is these fried green tomato and bacon sandwiches over here. They're unbelievable. So anyway, that we've never had that before that I know. But anyway, there's always something fresh that Ginger brings every year.
Well, those look delicious. I cannot wait to try.
Oh, you will. Sample. We'd love it.
I would love to sample. I see. Let's see what all we have to offer. The fried green tomato sandwiches, I see. And I see a lot of sweets, and I have a major sweet tooth. So
well, because we have a 11 o'clock game, we are offering breakfast, and then after the game, a full table worth of pulled pork, sandwiches, catfish, what else?
Artichoke and spinach dip. Yeah. Finger sandwiches, I believe she mentioned. We don't lack for food. We don't want you to go away hungry.
And lots of Halloween candy for the kids that will be here.
We decided to do a jar full of spiders. And I'm looking for those spiders and ghosts and gummy worms, corn candy, jelly beans. We just want to make it happy for everybody.
Well, it is a very happy tent and a happy Halloween. I always have to ask this. This is my favorite question to ask when I wrap up the Grove Report each week is, what is your one go-to, either drink, food, decor, whatever your go-to is, what is it that you have to have each tent?
Without a doubt, Jean Mansour brings Natchitoches meat pies, and they are like divine.
Can you tell me what's in those meat pies and give me a little bit of a description of taste?
Spicy ground beef. They're made in Louisiana. Natchitoches is known for their meat pies. They now sell them online, and they're lots of seasoning, lots of green onions, anything. The trio of green onions, green peppers, celery, and spicy ground beef, and it's covered in a pastry, so it kind of looks like it's in a triangle, and it's just a delicious meat, half moon.
It's the most requested dish every time the three of us, actually four of us, Jane Claire is not here. I did not want to leave her out. She's one of our younger members, and she brought along a great guest today to help us with some decorating. But that, in fact, I think is the favorite dish.
Well, there you have it, folks. You can get your meat pies here at the tent at Ole Miss across from the Alumni Center. Ladies, gentlemen, yes, Ginger?
And our skeleton is serving up, his Day of the Dead, is serving up boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts. That's the second tent that I've interviewed that has that on their display of food. So there you go. That's another Southern hospitality favorite dish. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Thank you,
Karen. Hottie toddy. Coming up next on the Ole Miss Radio Network, head coach Lane Kiffin joins us. This is Ole Miss Football, powered by Learfield.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Syphilis is a real problem in Mississippi. If you're sexually active, you can get it. So use protection and get tested annually. Symptoms include rashes, sores, and flu-like symptoms, and untreated can lead to paralysis, blindness, heart disease, and death. Women who are pregnant risk losing their baby, and syphilis can cause birth defects. Call 800-456-2323 for a free syphilis test. Together, we can knock syphilis out. Get tested, get treated, get well. This message brought to you by the Mississippi State Department of Health.
Hottie Toddy Ole Miss.
Now we got it!
The two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple of refined dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, who, what? Hey, who, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore Paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Ole Miss Pregame Show. Our exclusive pregame interview with Rebels head coach Lane Kiffin is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar.
Dave Cone, Harry Harrison back with you again over at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. We've got Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss and Oklahoma up and coming. And coach, kind of update as we talked about this Thursday night on your coach's show, what the team's been doing during the open date, getting ready for this matchup with the Sooners.
Yeah, I think in some areas we got healthier. And so I think Princely will play today, who was out last week. Some other people that have been playing hurt. Trey will be a game time decision. And so, but, you know, we worked on the red zone. We worked on, some fourth down defensive stuff and closing games out.
Tough two losses on the season so far. How the guys have responded to try to, make a good stretch run?
I think this week's been really good. I think the beginning of last week was hard and tough, and to know that we had that game and ahead of the whole game and had it there and let it slip away. And or else the narrative would be a lot different about our team. So it's our job to go play well and get that respect back.
Well, Coach, obviously every team in the conference has got somebody to get to the quarterback, but these guys have got somebody that's really leading the conference in sacks, and it's Thomas Kidd, number 32. Tackles, once again, are going to have to play well.
Yeah, they are really quick, fast. Another, like you said, really good rushers. We played a lot of them, two back-to-back weeks of having them. So, we need to run the ball well to help with that also.
And so we made adjustments on our offensive line. I think he moved some guys around, and we'll get to – I don't know if you want to let that be known right here on the radio, but we'll see as soon as kickoff comes.
Yeah, I think we'll see. We got a different right guard and right tackle, and we'll see how it goes.
We look at them offensively. On it last week in South Carolina, they just bore right out of the gate. Had three big turnovers, got behind the eight ball down 21-0. But it's really a better offense than we probably saw in those first few moments of that game.
Well, they put the older quarterback back in, and he takes care of the ball better and manages the offense better. So we're going to have to play really well today.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Should have a good crowd. What a beautiful day, too.
Yeah, it sure is. It's perfect. So let's go get an early win here.
All right, Coach. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Lane Kiffin, head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels. Ole Miss and Oklahoma coming up here at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium on this bright, beautiful Saturday in Oxford. We'll send it back over the Grove to Brett Norsworthy and Gary Darby next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles. Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp, refreshing, and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at Madison Cellars.
Buy or sell at Mid-Delta's pre-harvest auction, Friday, August 8th. Tractors, combines, and more with live online bidding at msauction.com. Call 662-299-2414. Mid-Delta Auction, across from Cannon Motors.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.